First on the list is to revise the state statute that details what the Village Public Safety Officer program is supposed to do. Representative Chuck Kopp, a Republican from Anchorage, is one of the co-chairs of the working group.
And it had a much less of an emphasis on law enforcement, you know, keeping the law, you know, apprehending violators and keeping people safe. But then the program kind of just dramatically evolved.
And he says that evolution is not reflected in the state statute. Revising it will also make it easier to fix other problems in the VPSO program, like the funding and the lack of flexibility for VPSOs to cover other communities, in addition to the ones they are assigned. Kopp says it will also help with high turnover rates.
The way the program is structured, there is no really flexibility for the people that actually are the boots on the ground.
VPSOs are usually the only law enforcement in a remote community and are first to act during an emergency. It can take hours, days even, for an Alaska State Trooper to get to a community, usually because of weather. But there are less than 40 VPSOs covering the entire state of Alaska, leaving many communities without any kind of law enforcement. Since August, the working group has held 8 meetings, usually listening sessions around the state to gather feedback on how to fix the problem, including the one in Anchorage this week. Another goal is to create more flexibility with funding for the 9 nonprofits and 1 bureau that oversee VPSO programs throughout the state. The working group also wants to establish a formal government-to-government consultation process at the state level that would make sure tribes are consulted before any changes are made to training or regulation. The Alaska Department of Public Safety will continue to advise and train VPSOs. Senator Donnie Olson, a Democrat from Nome, is also a co-chair of the working group. He hopes that this time, with this list of recommendations, the solutions will be permanent.
In the next 5 to 10 years, I don't want to hear these same issues coming back at me again, and I plan on being here.
The working group hopes to finalize the recommendations by the end of the month, and COP says they will focus on revising the statute during the 2020 legislative session. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.